Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations You Don't Want to Have. My name is Jayola Tesi, and like most of you will call me the cup guy. How have you guys been? I hope you've been enjoying some of my episodes lately. Yeah, we do what we do to survive now. So today I'm going to be talking about one of the most interesting artists I've ever listened to in the music industry. And he's a very awesome guy, and you know, his craft for me is exceptional. And yeah, I give him so much respect, and it's no other person than Benson Buju. Yeah, big shout out to Buju. He's one of the most creative artists I've ever listened to. But before we dive into this, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast channel, Conversations You Don't Want to Have, on Anchor FM. It's available on Spotify and Apple, and also Audimark. And don't forget to follow me on my socials, Timeline of a Gemini. Twitter is Timeline of a Gemini with the 9 figure. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, 60 Minutes TV, Entertainment and News. So let's get into it. Yeah, another thing is, if you're an upcoming artist and you need musical tips on how to promote your craft and, you know, be at the top of your game, slide in my DM, send me a message, let's talk, let's get things done for your music distribution and all of that. So let's dive into it. So Buju is a very exceptional artist. Like, I've actually observed him, I've followed Buju very well, I've learned to understand his craft. In as much as music is concerned, Buju is one of the most creative and best storytelling artists. And I think the selection of people or artists he chose as his mentor is speaking facts. So that is why, as an artist, when you're choosing your mentor, it's important for you to make sure you're choosing the right person to mentor your craft. He said Burna Boy is one of the people that he listened to, and I think this actually shaped him. Fine, he might have the talent in him naturally, but when you now have a talent in you and you're listening to someone that amplified it, that influenced you, it's actually going to amplify the creativity in you. Buju is very exceptional when it comes to story writing, when he talks lyrically, and when he sings. His voice is one of a kind, and his performance is one performance that I enjoy so much, because he tried as much as possible to sound like he's sounding on record while he's performing live. And there's been this comparison of him and Ruga. Fans out there, you need to understand that Ruga and Buju are coming from different places. They are not to be compared. Ruga is a very talented singer as well, but I feel like Buju tells story better than Ruga. I am going to give that to Ruga. Ruga is a hit maker. You know, he knows how to make use of TikTok and do all that. But Buju is more of a good song maker. He makes good song and turn good song into hits. And when he's on the featuring, it turns featuring to hit as well. Because Buju always bring... You can't bring Buju to your comfort zone and think you're going to outshine him because it's your comfort zone. So what I call comfort zone is music. In music is something that happened in Jore, Kunle Gold and Kiss Daniel. You understand? Kiss Daniel went first and Kunle Gold came second in the second verse, and Kunle Gold literally had to go to Kiss Daniel's zone simply because Kiss Daniel already laid his voice and it wasn't really balanced for Kunle Gold, but it still did justice to his verse. But when you have a Buju on your song, trust me, Buju won't force you to come to his zone. But you'd love to go to his zone and you feel so comfortable because of the way he's going to lay everything from the beginning. So this makes Buju one of a kind, and he's going to be here for long because his ability to turn good music to it is a thing. If Ruga doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. But he can't turn any of his good music to it. If it's not good, it's not good. If it's it, it's it compared to Buju. Ruga is a very exceptional artist. I listen to the kid very well, and I'd be like, wow, this kid is awesome. And the competition for him and Buju is a good thing. But I don't think he chose the right person to compete with. That's just the reality. Because even Omale can't battle Buju. What's his name? The that crippled kid that went crippled then. Sorry, I'm using the word crippled. Vitoni can't even battle Buju. Vaz, if they are to go head to head from that generation, trust me, none of them can actually battle Buju. Because Buju's got it of a lifetime. Buju literally can throw proper concerts without him shaking, without him thinking of what am I serving yet. Because almost all his songs tends to be on people's tongue aside his fans. So for me, Buju, big shout out to you. Keep doing what you're doing. I respect your craft. I love your music. You are one of the artists I listen to first thing whenever I wake up. And I think one of the major reasons why you earn my respect is, as an old school person, as a product of the 80s, you are the one of the artists that has given me reasons to believe that the younger generation can always do music without them talking about smoke and shaking and all sort of illicit stuffs that is happening in our society now. Your music always inspires me, in as much as I have listened to people that have been there before you, but you've given me hope that the generation can do better. So would you continue doing what you're doing? We love you, we love your craft. You're a good example to this younger generation, and I don't want you to stop. I want you to continue being the king that you are. Till I come your way some other time, Jayola Tesis still remains your boy. Any day, anytime, slide in my DM if you need any form of advice. If you want me to listen to your music and, you know, give you guidelines on all of these things, feel free, you know. I know they bite, I know they charge, I know they collect shin. So I come your way some other time. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, 60 Minutes TV Entertainment and News. Go to Spotify, Apple Music, AudioMark. Search Conversations You Don't Want to Have by Jayola Tesi. Subscribe, listen to my old podcasts and recent ones. Follow me on my socials, Timeline of a Gemini. Twitter is Timeline of a Gemini with the 9, and the other is Timeline of a Gemini, like it is. It is what it is, yo. Ain't they me? Feel free to send me email. Talk Desk, plug it now for your music distribution. PR, A&R. If you want to know how you can use 50K, 20K, 100K, etc., etc., to promote your music, feel free to reach out to me. I know the collection shit, but my back consultation for you. So like, I'm your way some other time, yeah? Peace out, stay out of trouble, don't do drugs, go to school.